This is The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
Now, here's Frank Morano.
Remember a story that we brought to your attention back, I don't know, a month or two ago, in the midst of all the controversy involving Boeing and all the problems they were having and all the criticism they were getting. There was a major expose of one of these, a whistleblower that worked there that was exposing a lot of the cost cutting that they were doing. His name was John Barnett, and he was found dead with a gun in his hand, and it was a suicide. In the midst of him whistleblowing, he was due to attend the third day of depositions. He was found dead. A lot of people found that suspicious. Okay, people battle with mental illness. People kill themselves. That was in March. Yesterday, headline, whistleblower Joshua Dean, who raised concerns about Boeing jets, dies at 45. 45 years old. Another Boeing whistleblower is dead. Joshua Dean, a former quality auditor at a key Boeing supplier who raised concerns about improperly drilled holes in the fuselage of the 737 MAX jets, has died. Dean was 45 years old, died on Tuesday morning. His family announced it on social media. They said, his family said that he had quickly fallen into critical condition after being diagnosed with a MRSA bacterial infection. He was airlifted from a hospital in Wichita, Kansas, to another facility in Oklahoma City, but medical teams were unable to save his life, according to the Seattle Times, which was the first to report his death. Dean's aunt wrote on Facebook, "He passed away yesterday morning, and his absence will be deeply felt. We will always love you, Josh." Now, first of all, first and foremost, my thoughts and prayers go out and condolences go out to his family. But this gentleman was one of the first to flag potentially dangerous defects with the 737 MAX jet at Spirit AeroSystems, a major Boeing supplier that was spun off from Boeing almost 20 years ago. Now, federal investigators are looking more closely at Spirit and Boeing to understand what went wrong with the door panel that blew off an Alaska Airlines 737 MAX jet. This is the second Boeing-related whistleblower to die in the past 3 months. I mean, what else can you say? I mean, this looks incredibly suspicious. Obviously, it could just be a coincidence, but it's a pretty big coincidence. Two whistleblowers who are in the midst of harming the bottom line for one of the largest multinational aviation companies in the world, both dead at the most convenient time possible for Boeing. These two people who have all sorts of information about the wrongdoing Boeing was in the midst of, dead. It's possible that it could just be a coincidence. I wonder if you think there's anything else here. I'm not trying to fan the flames of conspiracy. And look, if you're the family of Joshua Dean, you don't want to hear about crazy conspiracy theories. But just as we reported in the aftermath of January 6th, that I think four separate police officers who were at the Capitol that day all killed themselves in the months after, it was a pretty big coincidence. I mean, obviously, I understand things like PTSD, but it seemed like a lot. And I have no evidence to suggest any sort of wrongdoing, but this seems fishy. I'm curious what you think, because 1-800-848-9222, 800-848-9222. Because on the one hand, it would make no sense for Boeing to do anything to harm anybody. Because after John Barnett died back in March in Charleston, South Carolina, everybody was already saying that Boeing killed him. Everyone was saying it. So, you know, if another Boeing whistleblower goes missing or ends up hurt, or as in the case of Joshua Dean, ends up dead, everyone's going to think kind of what I think. Oh boy, here we go. The Boeing crime family at it again. But so on the one hand, it makes no sense for Boeing to do this, knowing the whole world is looking at them, including investigators, law enforcement, probably everybody. But on the other hand, this is a pretty convenient death at a pretty convenient time for Boeing. And the nature of it, at 45 years old, a very young age, for him to just suddenly develop this bacterial MRSA condition. I'm not trying to stoke the flames of conspiracy or make this poor man's death into any sort of a political football, or, you know, use the very real feelings of loss that I'm sure his family is experiencing as a late night radio topic. But given what we've heard about Boeing and how they've cut corners at the expense of safety, how they've done anything and everything to make sure that they make as much money as possible, the safety of their passengers be damned, the regulations be damned, the standard protocols, the law be damned, all for money. How do you not at least ask this question? I'd love to know what you think. 800-848-9222, 800-848-9222. And you know what I would really love? I would love for 20 people to call me right now and all say some version of, Frank, you're crazy. Frank, shame on you. Frank, of course, there's no situation that involves Boeing killing a whistleblower, and shame on you for bringing it up. And here's why. Because I don't want to believe that an American company would do this. But I have to confess, I do. And look, my Uncle Caesar worked for Boeing. Had a very good experience there, retired at Boeing and loved it, was there for decades. So it's not like I'm rooting against Boeing, but given the things that we've heard about Boeing and given what they stand to lose by this constant barrage of lawsuits and negative press and exposés, I don't know. Maybe this is inappropriate for me to mention, but I have to read this headline from the Babylon Bee. If you're not up on the Babylon Bee, it's a satirical news website. It's kind of like The Onion. Headline, Boeing sadly announces whistleblower shot self in back while falling off skyscraper directly into wood chipper while wearing cement shoes. In a press conference held this morning, Boeing sadly announced that a whistleblower had shot himself in the back while falling off a skyscraper directly into a wood chipper while wearing cement shoes. Though the shocking incident is the second such death of a Boeing whistleblower in as many months, the company saw no correlation between the two terrible tragedies that were in no way the results of any type of foul play and were clearly instances of suicide. Now, I believe this article came out before this other death of this poor man, Josh Dean. This is still from the Babylon Bee. Quote, we received awful news this morning, said a Boeing spokesperson at the press conference. It has been brought to our attention that the individual who came forward as a whistleblower regarding our company using defective and dangerous products has died. He apparently took his own life by shooting himself in the back as he jumped from a tall building and landed straight in a perfectly positioned wood chipper, all after going to the effort of fitting himself with a pair of cement shoes. It's sad that he was so despondent that he felt the need to end his life in such a needlessly complicated way. In completely unrelated news, the investigation into the safety standards of our design and manufacturing processes has been put on indefinite hold due to the lack of any witness testimony. Thank you. At publishing time, Boeing had distributed a company-wide memo to all employees to warn them about the tragic effects of suicide and to keep their yappers shut if they knew what was good for them. That is courtesy of the Babylon Bee. 800-848-9222. Let me begin with Phil. Hello, Phil.
Hey, how you doing? This is a pretty bad situation, but I think we should follow the money. Who benefits if Boeing starts to fail, if people lose confidence in it, and people stop putting in orders? The Red Chinese aerospace and aeronautic industry is growing by leaps and bounds, and they're the biggest beneficiary. Hate to think about a conspiracy theory like that, but everything that's going on these days, there's only one ultimate beneficiary, Phil, and it's the CCP.
But Phil, I'm following you, but I don't follow you. And what I mean by that is, let's say the Chinese killed this whistleblower, wouldn't that help Boeing? If the Chinese wanted to benefit by Boeing's share of the aviation market being reduced, wouldn't they want even more whistleblowers to come forward?
I think the fake suicides, like the Hillary suicides, undermine Boeing. It may be an all against all game, which is what they're playing everywhere in Africa and South America, but it's within the realm of possibility.
So you think basically people like me are going to raise the question about these weird Boeing deaths, and then people are going to say, oh, look, Boeing's evil. And then China will benefit from the bad press that Boeing gets because of that.
Along with the bad engineering that's been going on lately and the bad safety record.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just spitballing.
Sure, I get it. Hey, look, Phil, I don't have any evidence. None of us have any evidence. We're all just spitballing. I think, who knows, right? That one strikes me as a little bit of a stretch, not because I hold the Chinese Communist Party to any moral high ground. It's just because it's unusual. It's an unusual bank shot. Let me commit a murder, if you go by the Phil theory, let me commit a murder which people thinks Boeing committed so that we benefit aviation wise and Boeing loses. No, I mean, I think if you were going to play that out, you would have 100 fake whistleblowers come forward. You would pay off people that worked at Boeing to come forward and claim that there were all sorts of shenanigans going on at Boeing. It would strike me as an easier thing to do and more effective than killing someone, which in the short term seems antithetical to what the Chinese were hoping to do. But I don't know. 800-848-9222. Mary in New Jersey. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Frank. I don't think that it is actually Boeing per se, because they're already in trouble. There's nothing to hide with them. I think it's somebody who is tangential, who is connected somehow with the supply line or whatever, but somebody very high up and obviously very dangerous who doesn't want their name to get out. But I have no ideas beyond that, just that it's a person tangentially connected with him who doesn't want their name to get out.
Interesting, like an executive maybe or something, or even a third party person that stands to see their reputation ruined or the bottom line ruined. Mary, who knows? I mean, none of us know. I certainly don't. And I want to emphasize, there is no evidence at all to show that there's foul play here. The family's not suggesting foul play. It seems suspicious. Right? Or does it not? 800-848-9222. 22. Joan in Manhattan, what do you think?
Oh, hi, Frank. Yes, highly suspicious, but it seems, how crazy could they be to do this? They would know how suspicious right. it would look. You know, it's almost boggles the mind. Refresh my memory. What was the name of the first guy about a month ago, was it?
Yeah, it was about two months ago, John Barnett.
And is that right? Now, has that been investigated at all? I mean, what have they found about that? Autopsy, whatever?
Well, the police say that their results indicate that it's a suicide. I don't know if I don't know how thorough an investigation that is, but the police said in their book, they don't view anything suspicious about it. They view it as a straight suicide.
And this one, it's the first I'm hearing about it. I wasn't listening to the news much today. Did this just happen today, this guy, Josh Dean?
Yes.
And what was the M.O.? Also a bullet to the head?
No. That wasn't a suicide. He got, his condition degraded suddenly after he was diagnosed with a MRSA bacterial infection.
Oh, well, that's not that suspect, then, really, right? That could be just something that happened.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that softens it a little bit in my mind. Maybe, you know, maybe not. Maybe it just, you know, sickness happens, you know. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Joan. 800-848-9222. Bernie is in Baltimore. Bernie, what do you think? Bernie?
You mean Tony?
I mean Tony. Sorry, I got blazed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. No, I just basically, I think it probably is a coincidence. Only having two people, but there are examples. Well, I have a friend of mine, and she was tracking the deaths of holistic doctors, and she got up to 72 doctors over an 8-year period. Husband wife team of doctors in New York City, holistic doctors, both jumped out of their window in their office, you know, 60 floors up. And it was just, when you have that many people, yeah, there's something going on.
So you think there was some sort of effort to kill off holistic doctors?
Yeah, well, you know, they go up against the AMA, American Medical Association.
Right. Okay. So. Bernie, thank you. 800-848-9222. Okay. Bobby in the Boogie Down Bronx. Hi.
Frankie, a lot of the rascals died young. Go Buchanan, go. Go Buchanan, go. Go Pack, go. Go Pack, go. Go Pack.
Thank you, Bobby. Or Steve from Manhattan, actually, who apparently is able to get through every time. David in the Bronx. Hi.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
To just go back to something that this Phil person said, your first caller on this subject, the biggest competitor to Boeing is not China. It's actually Airbus,
right,
which is the European consortium. So, you know, I didn't even understand the connection he was trying to make, but just for the sake of accuracy, the Chinese are not a major player in that industry. But to get to this other nonsense, you know, you do this a lot, and I always take issue when you do it, where you ask a question and then say you're not really pushing a conspiracy theory when you really are. Now, to set the record straight on MRSA, because I've had MRSA twice, including the last time I was in the hospital. That is a very common condition. The bacteria that causes it, Staphylococcus aureus, actually is on the skin of every person listening to your program. Unfortunately, because of all these antibiotics that were being overprescribed and also what's in our food, these bacteria have become highly resistant to treatment. That happens to thousands of people in this country every year, many of whom actually do die. That is not something uncommon. And unfortunately for this gentleman, it happened to kill him. If I was planning to kill someone, that would be one of the least effective ways to do it. I mean, seriously, the chances of someone actually dying from it are fairly remote. That is not a way you would silence a so-called whistleblower. And to go back to Mr. Barnett, when that happened, I emailed you about this because my theory was that he committed suicide, which apparently he did, because he didn't have the goods that he promised. He promised all kinds of revelations, which he was never able to deliver on, and then he conveniently commits suicide before he was going to appear where he'd have to show proof.
Well, first
that
of
was
all,
the reason, he, in my
all, David,
opinion, that he committed suicide.
Again, I don't like to use that term, he conveniently committed suicide, because, you know, it's not convenient for him or his family. But they said in the case of Mr. Barnett that he had suffered things like PTSD, which is certainly possible. So I don't know if he killed himself because of PTSD or because he would, you know, I mean, even if he couldn't produce the goods, is that something that would lead you to kill yourself?
Well, listen, a normal person, no. But like you said, the guy probably had a pre-existing mental condition. But to try to link these deaths together, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. As you indicated, it would not behoove Boeing at this point.
Right.
Once you let the cat out of the bag with all these allegations and these incidents with doors flying off and other things happening, there's no point in silencing a whistleblower. It's totally counterproductive. And if someone were found to be behind it, they would go to jail for life. I just find it not productive whenever something happens that may be a coincidence, just to say, well, you know, I'm not saying it's a conspiracy, but it could be, because you have all these, listen to the calls you just got. There are millions of people in this country who just wait for a reason to believe everything is a conspiracy, that there's some dark person hiding behind a door waiting to do people in, when that is almost never the case.
Well,
I'm just asking for a little responsibility on your part.
Well, first of all, David, that's why I'm glad you're here, because I have Phil in New York as the devil on one shoulder and I have you as the angel on the other. Because in all seriousness, but in all seriousness, I am glad that you're here to give voice to a little bit of, common sense is not the right word, but a little bit of sane and sober thinking. Because if we see another Boeing whistleblower die tomorrow, let's see if we're saying the same thing, David. But look, the bottom line is, the first thought that occurred to me is I thought this was weird, right? And I made very clear there's no evidence to suggest foul play. The family's not claiming foul play. So I said, and when I opened the segment, I am hoping people can do exactly what you just did and just explain this is just a coincidence and there's nothing to it and here's why. And you have. I don't think it's irresponsible of me to bring this up, David, because I feel like a lot of people probably have the same sort of thing, the same sort of gut reaction that I did. And by hearing you speak in a sane and sober manner to our gut reaction, maybe it puts some of those suspicions to rest. So I don't think it's, respectfully, obviously, I don't think it's irresponsible of me at all, because obviously if I did, I wouldn't bring it up. 800-848-9222. We'll continue straight ahead.
The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano. It's The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Once in your life, you find her, someone who turns your heart around. Next thing you know, you're closing down the town. Wake up and it's still with you, even though you left your way across town. Wondering to yourself, hey, what have I found? When you get caught between the moon and New York City, I know it's crazy, but it's true.
Minutes after the hour, this is Arthur's Theme by the great Christopher Cross, who is celebrating his birthday today. Another iconic musician is celebrating his birthday. Well, not celebrating because he's no longer with us. We'll tell you who that is a little bit later and hopefully play a song or two from his incredible repertoire. But Christopher Cross is 73 years old today. Can you believe that? 73 years old. You think of Christopher Cross, you think of somebody that's almost eternally youthful. Well, he's 73 now. So there's that. All right. If you want to comment on anything we're talking about, be my guest, 800-848-9222, 800-848-9222. You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/MoranoFan. You know, maybe this is a conspiracy theory. There are some days where it's clear that I say stuff in these Facebook videos and Facebook decides that no one should see them. Because I do these Facebook videos, you know, not quite every day, but almost every day. And they get viewed by, let's see, 1,200 people. I did one last Friday, 2,500 people. Did one on Sunday, 600 people. Monday, 900 people. Usually somewhere between 600 people and 2,600 people see these videos, roughly. And yet, I did one live before I left for work last night, 9 o'clock, 9:30. To this day, to this moment, only 271 people have seen it. So something goes on where this Facebook algorithm decides that these videos should not pop up in people's feeds. So if you want to make sure you never... If you want to make sure you never miss a video, then you can just go to my Facebook page. And I think there's a setting to be notified when I go live. And you could also share that video on your timeline. And that's our way to kind of beat the algorithm. There you have it. All right. 800-848-9222. I made a note of Denver. What was Denver? I don't know. But in any event, see, that's going to bother me now. I made a note of something that I was going to bring up. I just said Denver. But what about Denver? Am I talking about a person? John Denver? Talking about something that happened in Denver? No idea. Whatever. Hopefully you're doing something fun this weekend. I am looking forward to going to a baseball game tonight. We are going to the opening of an independent league team, the Staten Island Ferry Hawks. And I misread the festivities this weekend. I thought there were going to be fireworks after the game tonight. And my son has been talking a lot about fireworks lately because we saw them when he was in Disney World. And I said, oh, Carmine, we're going to go see the baseball game tomorrow, and we're going to go see fireworks after the game. And he was excited. And then later, before he went to bed, my wife said to him, oh, Carmine, are you excited to go to the baseball game tomorrow? And he nodded his head. He said, yeah. And then he said, and fireworks. Well, I just looked at the opening day game plan, and the fireworks are Saturday. So we're not going to see fireworks on Friday. I hope he forgets, which, you know, he does not tend to forget things like that. So that's what we're doing on Friday. Saturday, we have my co-sister-in-law's baby shower, which is a Jack and Jill baby shower. And then on Sunday, I am having dinner or lunch, kind of a Sunday dinner with Barry Farber's daughters, which I'm excited about. I haven't seen them in a while. Celia was on this show recently talking about the OJ case, and I'm looking forward to seeing both of them in person. So there's that. All right. 800-848-9222. Russell is in White Plains. Hi, Russell.
Hey, Frank, can't you like just get a bottle rocket or an M80 or, you know, a flashbang grenade from your NYPD listeners approved for student use? You know, give them a substitute. Do you think Carmine would notice the difference?
Yeah, I'll work on it, Russell.
Okay, well, Frank, I think it's an unfair criticism. I'm glad you question things because we find out what crazy people are out there and what they're thinking. I think it's great that you bring it up. But I think an important the issue that's overlooked with Boeing is that it's in South Carolina, which is a right-to-work state. The union's not there. Unions enforce safety rules, and nobody wants to look at that. And I even heard right-wing echo chambers saying, this is a DEI issue with Boeing. They're letting too many blacks and gays and women in there. I mean, it's getting totally twisted, and they're feeding racism in this country. And I'm just glad I get to point out that it's a right-to-work state, and it's a union issue down there. And I appreciate it. Thanks.
But what is the union issue? I mean, the union issue certainly doesn't have to do anything to do with this fella's death, right?
Well, that's what Matt told me. But, you know, when Boeing moved its operations from Seattle to South Carolina, they moved from a state where there's union checks. The union operates and follows safety procedures, and union officials are glad to fight management if they see something being done wrong. When there's no union, management cuts corners, and employees are intimidated to say anything. That's why you get these two whistleblowers, who I do think it was a coincidence.
Okay, well, so there's that. I mean, there you go. Now, all of a sudden, now that Russell agrees with David that it was a coincidence, I have a feeling David is going to be retracting his analysis because he doesn't want Russell agreeing with him. 800-848-9222. Corey is in Rockland. Hi, Corey.
Hey, Frank. How you doing? I actually, I mean, I'm not sure. Like you said, there's no way to prove one way or the other. But, I mean, conspiracy theorists, as you will, they get a bad rap. But, you know, maybe there is something to it. There have been plenty of stories in real life that have come about where business partners have killed one another, you know, to save a business mm-hmm. or to take it all for themselves. You know, up by me, there was a garbage company. Two brothers owned it, and one was doing fraud, and the other one, I guess, was gonna put him out, and he conspired to kill him, and eventually got caught. There was a foot doctor in Rockland County that conspired with his girlfriend to kill his wife, and they hired a hitman, and the hitman got cold feet. I mean, there's plenty. Those are just two stories. There's plenty. I mean, look at years ago, the mafia would send hitmen, fly Sicilians out and come here and do hits and then fly them back. I mean, maybe some far-fetched, maybe it's coincidental. I mean, why would Boeing do it? To your one caller said that why would Boeing put it out? The statement saying that seems almost foolish. Does it? Are they trying to get ahead of it? Saying, well, we put the statement out. If we did something, why would we do that? We'd cover it up, you know, as almost a hide in plain sight. And or also, maybe if there's other whistleblowers out there, maybe they start to get a little nervous, you know, and they don't go. Mm-hmm. I mean, why? I understand we don't want to believe that things like that take place because I feel like people are unable to grasp that, and they get uncomfortable, like, to know that there's some kind of evil like that in the world, or we're being lied to by the government and government cover-ups. But meanwhile, we like all those books and movies, Jason Bourne and so on and so such. So, you know, but we like it in fantasy, but not in our real life, in our reality.
Well, I mean, obviously, that's the case, Corey, with all sorts of different aspects of fiction, right? I mean, there are different things in a legal drama, whether we're talking a TV show or a movie, that you never really see in a courtroom. You know, an episode of Perry Mason never plays out that way in a courtroom, where everything is really driven by largely tedious paperwork. So, I mean, that stands to reason that we would like different aspects of corporate espionage and spying in fiction, but not want it to happen in real life, right? Because no one wants to think that that's real.
Of course, but you know what? It could possibly be real. And, you know, I think the difference between the conspiracy theorist, and I don't mean the tinfoil hat type, not to make names, but, you know, just in the reality of knowing that there are evil people in the world, clearly. I mean, from terrorists to murderers to whatever, you know, whatever. There evil does exist in some forms. And you know, it's okay to believe in that. We just can't prove it one way or another. They're very difficult. Like, even with the autopsy, people will go, oh, well, the autopsy, this. In reality, I have a little bit of knowledge behind that with autopsies and the medical world and such. But they're not what we see on TV that they pinpoint. There's a lot of autopsies that with, like, strangulation, perfect example. If you actually got a real medical examiner, they'll tell you it's not easy, you know, to determine was this person, you know, how they were killed, you know, was it by hands or were they strangled or was it a rope that hung there? It's not TV in real life.
Right. I gotcha.
You know.
Corey, yeah, thank you. And, you know, speaking of things that aren't TV, there's all sorts of things that are very easily depicted on television as open and shut, but in real life, they're a little more murky. One of them, you know, Corey points out autopsies. Another one is lie detector tests, polygraph tests. You see in the movies, a polygraph test is almost without fail a predictor of whether or not someone is telling the truth. In real life, it's not the case. It's a lot more complicated than that. We've done whole segments on polygraphing. By the way, there's some people that don't believe it at all, that they think that the only thing the polygraph does is get someone to possibly be more truthful. So, but that's not necessarily relevant here. All right. Ray is in New Jersey. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Frank. Yeah, I wouldn't just poo-poo the idea of them doing this because people killed for a lot less. I had a friend that was killed for a dollar he had in his pocket. So, you know, they might think, hey, we'll take them both out. People would never suspect that we would kill both of them, you know. So it's possible. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I think maybe the difference between somebody that would conspire to kill someone that has a dollar in their pocket versus a multi-billion dollar corporation is that there's an assumed degree of logic and rationality on the part of a company like Boeing versus the violent miscreant that's going to kill someone for a dollar in their pocket.
Kind of, yeah. But, hey, well, I got you, Frank. Can I ask you one quick question off topic?
Sure.
I was watching an interview the other day, and they were in New York City, and behind the guy was an orange sign that said Rough Road. Have you ever seen those signs there?
Rough Road. When you say an orange sign, like a construction sign?
No, it was like a street sign that said Rough Road. Are they putting signs up instead of fixing the roads, you know?
I haven't seen that. No, I have to tell you, I haven't. I haven't.
Okay, I just saw it the other day in back of a guy that was doing an interview. It was like an orange street sign that said Rough Road. So I'm wondering what the heck was that.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
I'm sorry, Ray. I wish I could help, but no, that's not one that I've seen. 800-848-9222. We'll continue with your call straight ahead.
The Other Side of Midnight. Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano.
Has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
My daddy was a miner, and I'm a miner's son, and I'll stick with the union till every battle's won.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
They say in Harlan County there are no neutrals there. You'll either be a Union man or a thug for J.H. Blair.
Which side are you on?
I have this song on my list for May 1st, International Workers' Day. But it's even more apropos today because today is the birthday of the late, great Pete Seeger, a folk singer extraordinaire and a social activist, a fixture on nationwide radio in the 40s, who had a string of hit records in the 50s, including this one. So really nobody like Pete Seeger, and one of the folk singers really responsible for popularizing We Shall Overcome, which was recorded also by Joan Baez and a whole bunch of other people. So happy birthday in the afterlife, Pete Seeger. He's gone now about 10 years. Died at 94. See, you know, there's certain people that you're happy live to a long age. Certain people die so young, like Elvis. And it's such a bummer. Other folks, you're happy they make it into their 90s, like Pete Seeger. Have you heard the one about the orangutan? Have you heard this? This is, my wife couldn't wait to tell me this story yesterday afternoon because she's such a big animal lover. I am too, but she even more so. A wild orangutan was seen rubbing the mash of a medicinal plant in his wound. So let me paint the picture for you. An orangutan got wounded. He had a big wound on his face. So he finds this plant that humans use for medicinal purposes and rubs against it and wraps his face, wraps the wound in this plant and uses it to heal himself. This is extraordinary. It's believed to be the first documented case of this behavior in a wild animal and could point to the origins of wound care in humans. So Acar Kuning is a medicinal plant with anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, and other properties used by people in Sumatra and elsewhere to heal wounds. And one day in June of 2022, scientists in Indonesia spotted a wild male Sumatran orangutan, who they called Rakus, treating himself with the plant in a similar way. Rakus chewed the plant, which orangutans don't normally eat, so it's not like it's a plant that they're eating all the time, and put the juice it produced on a wound on his face. This is all in the journal Scientific Reports. He then recovered the wound with the chewed up plant. The process took more than 30 minutes. Within 5 days, the wound closed and it healed within a month. Rakus was also seen resting more than usual, which could help with wound healing. This is the result of research from Max Planck Institute of Animal Behavior in Germany and Universitas Nasional in Jakarta. So Emory University biologist Jacobus Derude is skeptical. He says, yes, but it's a single observation. But, you know, we often learn about new behaviors starting with a single observation. I think it's wild. And the fact that he applied the plant specifically to the wound, that he knew what was up, I think it's really interesting. The New York Times' Douglas Main writes that other forms of self-medication have been reported in primates, but it's rare. So combined with the observations of Rakus, the team suggests our last common ancestor may have already showed similar forms of ointment behavior. There you have it. All right. 800-848-9222. Roberto is in California. Hi, Roberto.
Buenas noches. I'm calling up because the 45-year-old whistleblower died. Boeing is a war criminal corporation they arranged for him to be murdered. This crap's going on because of the stolen election. We're in a Fourth Reich, and it's a combination of communism and fascism. And this stuff is par for the course. I mean, murder, murder, murder. There are so many other people murdered. I don't know how we're going to do it, but somehow we got to take Biden and his gang into custody. The only two good members in the Biden government are Christopher Wray of the FBI and Jake Sullivan, head of intelligence. Christopher Wray, and they both have connection. And the Democrats, Republicans who vote for the money for Ukraine, for Israel. We only have a uniparty. The uniparty is the war party. We're trapped in, like, Nazi Germany the second. They haven't put people in detention camps yet. But they got plans on the books to round, and they know who to round up, because now they got the NSA listening on the phone.
All right.
So, all we can do is, like, say a prayer to God. God, please help us liberate and get America back, and help us get into a position where we can put these people in federal prison. And if they're bad enough traitors, we can give them a blindfold for the firing squad.
So let's say, Roberto, that we all make that same prayer to deliver us from Biden and allow everybody to be, you know, put up on the firing squad. And then let's.
No, I actually don't want to kill. I'm just saying that some, you know, they could go. I'm more in favor of exile to Indonesia to have fun with the orangutan.
There you have it. There you have it, Roberto. Thank you. is there any comment from me that's necessary? I don't know that there is. Larry in Brooklyn. Hello.
Hi, Frank. You know, David from the Boogie Down Bronx was sounding so good that I almost got jealous. So I went onto my computer and I looked up this case because I hadn't heard about it. And I realized that, you know, he could go on the campaign trail. He sounds so good. Unfortunately, he couldn't be more hopelessly wrong.
Ooh.
This guy was killed. This guy was murdered. And I weighed in on the first murder, so I'm going to weigh in on this one. There's no doubt about it, because he was a perfectly healthy 45-year-old, ran every day, never got sick. That's the key. Never got sick. Means his immune system was very high. When they performed the autopsy, his lungs were, no, they didn't do that yet, but the doctor, when he died, looked into his lungs were filled with mesh, with some kind of mesh. They have ways of killing people by getting people very, very sick. And if people like David don't realize that, then they're pretty wet behind the ears, okay? There's no doubt about it. You have to look at the victim himself. You can't say, oh, it was mercy. No, it's a common bacteria. You have to examine the victim himself. One day, the perfect specimen of health. The next day, his lungs are filled with mesh. Okay, they changed their tactics. The first one took a bullet, and they had to change their tactics. But it doesn't work that way, because it's still obvious. If you don't get carried away by people like David, it still remains
obvious. All right,
obvious.
Well, we don't want to pick on David. David is, you know.
I'm just letting you know, because he was so convincing. I have to be unconvincing to your public.
Gotcha. Well, thank you. Well, I mean, also, at this point, there is no evidence to challenge that it was just an accident. I mean, not even an accident, that it was, you know, nothing but, you know, nothing unsuspicious, I should say. I am so annoyed that I can't figure out what this note I wrote to myself, Denver, is. What was Denver? You know what probably happened? You know how when you're typing something, Microsoft Word will change it to the word that you might mean? I must have meant to type something else. And I wrote Denver, and Denver probably means nothing. But what did I want to say? Jeez, it's annoying. All right. 800-848-9222. Still a lot more show to get to, including denunciations. I've got a whopper of a list this week. and a lot of other fun stuff as well. Also, some pretty controversial stuff we'll get into as well. If you are thinking of going to sleep, don't do it. In fact, wake up anyone in your household that is home and tell them to turn up the radio or their smartphone or their wireless device and listen to this program loudly and proudly. So keep listening and bring a friend. If you ever miss this show, catch up on the podcast. Search The Other Side of Midnight on any podcast app. Hit the subscribe button. Keep asking questions.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.